I'm Holly.
And I'm Haley.
Welcome to Mountain Mysteries, Tales from Appalachia.
Welcome back.
Greetings.
Greetings. Fine friends.
You know, kind friends, we saved from the other week our caramel popcorn
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I'm currently in control of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
It's so good.
It is so good.
It was really good. Yeah. There was something I wanted to, like, mention on this intro here, and I have no idea what it was.
Your undying love for me.
Yeah, that.
She can't quit me.
So, we were looking at our student loan repayments a little earlier this evening. So if you have student loans, make sure you, get ready.
Yeah, because it's the end of the month here, so
yeah,
probably you should pay that.
You should pay it. It's gonna be a thing. Yeah.
Welcome back to real life.
Welcome back to real life. It sucks. Yeah. Now I remember what I was going to say and I forgot again.
Okay. Take it slow.
Oh my God. Not a clue. What were we talking about? Student loans?
Yeah. Student loans.
It's fine. I'm losing it. Oh, now I remember. So, Halloween's okay. Coming up.
There you are.
There it is. Halloween. It's what, next Tuesday?
Something like that.
Next Wednesday? I don't know. Yeah. It's the middle of the week, so it's a blur for me. Do you know a lot of trick-or-treaters here in the community?
In the community? We do, but usually we don't stay here for them. We usually leave. We sound like we're in some kind of cult or some kind of like commune or something.
Well, I mean, it is gated.
And, yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, all the neighbors know each other and stuff. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. But typically, so we have a friend who has a child who's about 2 years older than my son. And, you know, we've been friends for years. And so we usually go as a group trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she... So some of my neighbors are cheap and don't give out the best candy. We know that. And so we expand our horizons. And I always just tell the neighbors, oh, you know, my friend prefers to go to her neighborhood. And they're like, oh, yes, of course. I hope they don't listen. That's not true. It's that they usually give things that the kids don't want. So pencils and erasers and stuff like, oh, like, you know, okay, cool. So we typically go to other neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And she does like to go to this one neighborhood that apparently gives out airplane bottles of booze to the grown-ups, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, but that's it's packed in that neighborhood. Mm. Like, you know, can't even get in. So, yeah. I mean, they all know the secret now.
All right.
So.
Well, we have about 300 plus trick-or-treaters that come
by our
house.
I know, you told me that. That's amazing.
And this is the first Halloween in the house I'm renting.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious to see how many we have. It'll be something.
I know what you should dress as.
Oh, that was what I was going to tell you.
What?
What are you guys going to be? Have you decided? Mm. I mean, it's close.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure my son, he says he wants to be a fireman again. I usually wait until last minute to see if any go on sale.
Yeah.
And then I purchase them. Yeah. So, you know, I know we're like 5 days off.
Yeah.
So, whoopsie.
Well, you'll get it this weekend.
This weekend, yeah. I'll look for something. Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to be the Mothman.
The Mothwoman.
The Mothwoman. I found it was on a TikTok of this lady who had done it and like linked everything from Amazon.
That's amazing.
That it was going to take. And I mean, it's going to be like a pricey costume if I do it. But I've got everything in my cart. I'm just kind of waiting to see
if it goes down.
If it goes down,
probably
because
go up.
I got next day shipping, so I'm not worried about it because I know we are 5 days out. But yeah. I'm not that worried because none of it's like strictly Halloween items.
Mm. So the cost won't bump up,
right? So I'm kind of hoping, like, I'll catch it on a sale or like get a gift card.
Are you gonna wear it to work?
No, we don't really do Halloween stuff for our work.
I get it.
Yeah. With that age. But I am on Saturday going to a fun little Halloween event at one of the local breweries. So it's a costume thing. So
I have a dental appointment that day.
Oh.
So wouldn't it be fun if I showed up, you know, in my costume? It'd be like, oh, she's a new patient. Oh, hello, Dracula. You know, or just something to that effect. Yeah. You know, I want you to clean my teeth.
That's funny.
That would be great.
That is funny.
Yeah. Last year, I was a cute little cat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My son was also a policeman, a fireman.
Don't know what I was last year.
See. My son's first year of life, I was a dinosaur. He was a dinosaur. We were matching dinosaurs. It was adorable. The second year, he was a dog. I was again a dinosaur because, well...
To recycle that costume.
I recycled the costume. The next year, I was a cat. He was a fireman. And this year, we'll see.
Yeah. I don't think I dressed up last year. I think I was boring. It's okay.
You know what you should be? A Raggedy Ann doll.
Absolutely not.
Ugh, can I call you Annabelle?
If you want to.
A la last episode.
No, I'm going to be the Mothman.
I love it.
I love it too.
And we've talked about the Mothman here on this podcast.
I will make sure to post a photo in full Mothman getup.
Please do.
Yep. All right. So we are going to travel to Kentucky.
I love that. We are going to travel to Kentucky.
Woo.
Yay. I love Kentucky.
I do too.
Beautiful.
It took me a minute because, again, I got on a roll and I wrote this story like 3 weeks ago.
More than that, like 6 weeks ago.
Like 6 weeks ago. I've not looked at it. I just did a brief scan because I was thinking like, oh, I'll remember writing this. Nope, not a clue.
I was in the bathroom. You were looking at student loans. You could have been looking at that.
Sure just could saying. Have. Was not. Did a quick scan just now. Not a freaking clue what we're about to get into. So
all right.
Here we go. All right. Do want to give credit, obviously, to the article that I did not copy and paste into here to say thank you for the... Nope, didn't put it in here. Oh, well. I'll find it.
Oh, my God.
It's saved somewhere. Okay. We're not going to get sued. I'm going to find it. Credit to whoever I got this article from.
Oh my God, that's not credit.
I know. I'm going to find it in a minute or later. It'll be on the show notes. It's fine.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay. October 27th, 1961. Police find the body of Betty Gail Brown. Her car was parked in front of Old Morrison, which I believe was a store. Sorry, y'all. Okay. This is going to be rough.
Kind of sounds like a grocery store. Yeah. Or
Betty Gail Brown was a sophomore at Transylvania High School. She was known as being bubbly and bright to her classmates and was last seen as she was leaving a biology study session at Forer Hall. She may have been a college student. She was a college student. Not high school.
Sophomore in college.
In college.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, she's 19. That doesn't make any sense. Sorry, y'all.
She just failed repeatedly. 4 years.
Okay. Sophomore at Transylvania College. Y'all, I'm so sorry. I've gotten an email before or a comment that's like, they're so unprepared. You're not wrong. Like,
no.
I mean, good point. Sorry. Here we go. Okay. Okay.
I was prepared. I showed up today with my popcorn.
About to say, you're prepared. I'm not prepared.
I didn't have to do anything.
I am prepared for my student loans to restart. Got that new payment amount. We're good to go.
Same. And I'm not sad about it.
I'm not either. Okay. So, the night that her body was found, it was found on the driver's side of her car. With her own bra wrapped around her neck.
Oh my God.
This was ruled as the cause of her death. So cause of death was strangulation.
But was she sexually assaulted? I wonder, just based on like her own bra around her neck.
We'll get there.
Okay.
So obviously the press jumps all over this.
Yeah.
The murder of Betty Gail Brown was the headline of every newspaper in Kentucky. But this case is pretty cold. So.
Until. Bum, bum, bum. Until.
No, it's still cold. We're just we're gonna talk about it.
Burr.
Okay. So this case absolutely devastated the Transylvania community. 19-year-old Betty was absolutely beloved by her classmates, and investigators interviewed every male student and faculty member in hopes of finding a connection to that night, but they came up with no lead.
I love that it's always just like, well, let's just ask the guys.
Let's ask the dudes, like, yeah.
Let's ask some women,
so that makes me wonder, like,
was it a sexual assault?
Yeah, and they just haven't, like, so
it has to be.
Right, yeah. They followed up on even the smallest of connections and possible leads all over the nation, including one in New York City.
Oh my gosh.
So a Transylvania alum who was arrested for, this is for dressing like a woman. It was the 1960s. That was not allowed in the 60s. Right. And they are still trying. They are trying to ban drag even now in North Carolina. There are drag ban bills out there. If you know anything about us, you know that we love and support drag, arts, all the things. So if that's not your jive, probably not the podcast for you.
But I mean, it's like, if anybody can come up with the stupidest bands, right. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So stupid.
So anyway, so this was a ban that was in effect in the 60s and is echoing some of the stuff we're seeing even today. So, when that alumni's home was searched by the police.
Searching his home?
Yes. So they searched the home.
God.
All for dressing, you know, the way
what,
that.
What, to find women's clothes?
Yeah.
I mean, who
that's
cares?
That's what they're looking for, apparently.
Oh, my God.
But as they searched the home, they found newspaper clippings from the case. After further investigation, police discovered that the clippings were actually sent to this alum by another alum who lived in Lexington.
To me, it's just, we knew her.
Right.
The clippings of the story, it doesn't seem like it means anything.
Right.
You would do something like that. Like, we would trade stories or something, you know, like if you found something about someone we knew, you'd be like, oh my gosh. And you would like send me a text or, you know, like a link to it or something. Yeah. Like, did you know this? So but to say like, you know, oh, we, nowadays, like, oh, we found it on your phone. Doesn't mean I killed anybody. It just meant we were swapping stories about someone that we knew. Yeah.
So there were minor connections like this all over the country. And they were looked into extensively by authorities in hopes of finding out what actually happened to Betty. 5 years later, a local drunk named Alex Arnold Jr. confessed to the murder of Betty Gail Brown. His story has never been confirmed or, you know, really followed up on.
Because they just, like, it's ramblings of a drunk man.
And we're going to get into that.
Oh.
So Arnold claimed to have been searching for a place to sleep after hanging out at his favorite bar. He went to Gratz Park and left right after, claiming there were too many people there. He wandered onto Transylvania's campus only to find Betty Gail Brown messing around with an unidentified woman in her car in front of Old Morrison. Arnold says he tried asking them for a match to light his cigarette, but once they saw him, the two women began cursing and yelling at him, so he walked away. I'm sorry, if I'm out there looking for, you know, a light for my cigarette, I'm probably not going to go tap on the door of two people, like, getting it on.
Hey, you two, break it up in there. Well, unless he was like, I was so morally against that, I had to bust it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, speaking to the time period.
Yeah. So, afterwards.
People are getting freaky. I'm like, oh, I'm...
avert your eyes. Avert
eyes. Exactly. Head down.
Just keep walking. You saw nothing.
You just do your thing.
Afterwards, in a drunken rage, he claimed that he turned back around, yanked the door of Betty's car open, and started attacking the two women. The unidentified woman ran out while Betty was thrown around in her car by Arnold. Betty fought for her life against Arnold, resulting in bruises and scrapes all over her body, along with blood on the dashboard of her car. She died from strangulation of her own bra, which Arnold claims he threw on the ground once he realized she was dead, then tucked her shirt back into her pants and wandered off campus. He made a point to tell authorities that he did this so that if he was caught and charged with murder, he wouldn't be charged with rape as well. Even though Betty Gale did not suffer from any sexual assault, according to the autopsy.
But he said he threw the bra down, but it was found around her neck.
Right.
Hmm.
But due to the notoriety of the case, when Alex Arnold confessed, all of Kentucky was hooked back on this case again.
Yeah.
And it made the front page of every paper. The case actually went to trial.
Wow.
They decided to try this guy. And lawyers Amos Eblin and Robert Lawson would defend Alex Arnold Jr. in court. All right. So Robert Lawson was starting off as a young attorney working for 60-year-old Amos Eblin, who was a well-respected attorney and former justice of the Kentucky Court of Appeals. Lawson was 27, while Anders was 33, or while Arnold was 33, sorry. And Lawson believed that would help in the case. Arnold felt more comfortable talking to Lawson than Eblin, being closer in age. Arnold revealed more information to Lawson than he would have with Eblin throughout the trial. So, although Arnold confessed to killing Betty, he simultaneously claimed to be innocent at the trial.
What?
Yeah. So, his court testimony was confusing,
yeah,
to say the least.
Is he sober now? And he's I didn't say that.
I don't know what he is. He said, quote, "I didn't kill her, but I'm not sure of that," end quote.
What?
Arnold was a habitual drunk for 10 years, and so he wasn't totally in his right state of mind at the time of the murder. What made this case so interesting is that the reports in the papers served as some of the only evidence in the trial aside from Arnold's initial confession. Right, it's wild.
All right.
Yeah. This was an issue for the prosecution. Really? Because most of Arnold's claims could also be found in the papers years before he confessed. Yep. Arnold had been drunk for 10 years, and it was thought that he read the papers and connected it somehow, making himself believe that he committed the murder. Arnold claimed at trial to have been with his aunt at the time of the murder, even though in his confession he claimed to have been wandering around Transylvania after a night of drinking. So, really, the defense goes more along the route of calling in, like, the credibility of Alex Arnold.
Right.
So they're like, you know, it all comes down to, you know, do you believe him? Like, do you believe his confession?
No.
I don't either. So, whether or not Arnold's claims were true or simply taken from what he read in the papers 5 years ago, prior to his arrest, was, you know, just a huge part of this whole trial. Something that particularly attracted the public attention to the case was that Arnold claimed that Betty Gale Brown was with another woman, hugging and kissing. Back in the 1960s, being gay was not tolerated by many people. And there were many people who believed that Arnold claimed that Betty Gale was with another woman in order to damage her name.
Potentially.
So. Her parents denied Arnold's claims about Betty being interested in women since she had many boyfriends throughout high school and college. And they even testified in court in favor of Arnold, saying, like, you know, he didn't do it.
Have we thought about, was there a connection with the individual who liked to dress in drag? Maybe.
Possibly.
You know, that was a boyfriend as well, and they were getting into an argument over it. I don't know.
That could be. Good
I'm
point.
Not trying to, you know, throw him under the bus here, right. But I don't know.
Yeah. So, investigators didn't really even try to follow up on these claims that there was another woman in the vehicle with her due to how unrealistic it seemed. And due to all the controversy.
Hmm.
So, that feels like...
Well, and if she left the biology, like, study by herself, it seems unlikely. Yeah. I don't know, though, but why would you just, like, pull over in front of a grocery store?
Right.
I think there could have been somebody else in the car, and the person in the car may have killed her.
Right. And it could have been a woman.
Could have been a woman. Yep.
So, but now they're not following up on that, so, like, who knows?
And they only interviewed men.
Right. The closest lead investigators really were trying to figure out what to do with all these claims that there was another woman in the car. There was a woman who worked at a diner who claimed to have seen Betty Gale with a woman the night that Betty died. Investigators took the waitress to the Transylvania campus, to Betty's funeral, and even to her burial in hopes of her being able to identify the woman. Like, hoping that that woman would show up to right. one of those things. But the waitress was unable to put a name to a vase. A few Transylvania students said they were at the same diner around the same time Betty was said to be there. They told officials that Betty wasn't there that night. As soon as the students gave their statement, that part of the investigation was kind of put to an end. So you have one
who says, yes, she was there with a woman.
And
one who
several
says,
that say, no, she wasn't even there that night. Yeah.
Huh.
So, Lawson says that he doubted these claims from day one, saying that, quote, it didn't make any sense for two women to be making love in front of Old Morrison, a place that was out in the open when homosexuality was so looked down upon.
Here's the thing. When the mood strikes... Sometimes it's hard to contain it.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yikes.
But, you know, I don't think that is what has happened in this case at all. Yeah. But it also, think about it. Okay, so the murder then would have happened out in the open.
Yeah. I mean, if we're saying that it was so out in the open that it's unlikely to believe that she was, you know, with another woman, then somebody took that chance.
Exactly.
Murdering her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something's weird.
Yep. So, these claims were really the only aspect of Arnold's confession that wasn't in the paper. You know, the fact that she was seen with another woman. Even though the waitress claimed to have seen Betty with another woman the night she died, there was no, like, report of any type of, you know, thinking they were in a relationship in that woman's report. She just was like, you know, I saw her with this lady or with a woman. Not, you know, like they weren't like holding hands or kissing in the booth or anything like that.
Sharing a shake. You have a straw. I have a straw.
Yep. Yeah.
Lady in the tramp in it with spaghetti.
Yo, gross.
Love is a strange thing.
There's nothing in me, and like, I don't think I would ever like a person enough to slurp spaghetti
and meet in the middle.
Well, the problem is, you know, if you ever slurp spaghetti,
yeah.
Listen, if you're both doing that, I'm sorry. Like, unless you're like at the same speed, some of that noodle is coming out of somebody's mouth and into somebody. That's disgusting. No. That's gross.
Yeah, no. I have never been into the sharing toothbrushes or anything like that. I think that is disgusting. I even say, listen, I'm in the can. Can you close the door? Like, we don't need to be having this conversation while I'm taking a number two.
Right.
I have also told my son this. He says, you don't need privacy. And he comes in anyway and talks to me while I'm, you know, going potty. And then he wants to see.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, at his age.
That's right.
It's okay.
When his dad does it, that's weird.
That's weird. That's weird. We gotta talk about that. No.
Want to make sure you're healthy, Holly. Let's check on that. Oh. But no, I just think, yes, I agree. Like, we can be close, like, intimately close, right. But just not.
There's just some things. We can things.
Be downstairs close, just not upstairs close, is what Haley is saying. That's right. That's right.
I mean, she's not wrong.
No, she's not. No. I mean, some nasty things can happen, but my God, if you slurp my noodle, I will end this relationship.
Or use my toothbrush.
Or use my toothbrush or anything nasty like that. But, you know, whatever you're up for tonight.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That's what you're saying.
I guess she's not wrong.
I love your honesty.
Sorry.
It is true. It is true. That seems more natural than the toothbrush.
Right. I think that's because it's not an... yeah, that's... Okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay.
This is not Patreon. This is not After Dark.
We gotta
get out of here.
Get out of this.
What are we doing?
So, we're talking about Arnold's confession. So, if there were more corroborating evidence to support his confession...
Or somebody had seen him.
Right. This claim likely would have helped Arnold to be convicted. Mm. However, due to Arnold's drunken state and the fact that it didn't make much sense for Betty to be with another woman, these claims were dismissed almost immediately. The trial ended in a hung jury and was never retried. Arnold died at the age of 49.
Oh my gosh.
In 1980. And to this day, no one knows if he murdered Betty Gale Brown or not. Another suspect in the case was a man by the name of Nolan Ray George, who was a serial killer who murdered women around Ohio, Kentucky, and Michigan around the 1980s. George was never questioned about the case of Betty Gale Brown. However, his signature way of killing women aligned with the way that Betty was murdered. George was known to be extremely dangerous and highly disturbed with a Ted Bundy-like charm. His signature was strangulation with no interest in money, but a few of his victims did show signs of sexual assault. The women that he murdered were all young, beautiful girls who were strangled to death by an article of clothing, like pantyhose and underwear. So a bra, not really that much of a stretch.
Hmm. Of course, he was doing this in the 80s, so I'm curious how old he would have been in the 60s.
Right.
Because this was started in 61, so, like, I'm curious how old he would have been. You know, to have that kind of charm and stuff in the 80s, that kind of puts in your head, like, was he in his 20s? Because then he wouldn't have been born yet, or he would have been right. A child. So, time-wise, does this align? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
But you could see it as, like, it's the 60s, so, like, maybe he needs a ride, and he's charming, and she gives him a ride, and then he loses it and kills her.
In this case, she could have been one of the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. George was sentenced in 1968 for first-degree murder for all the, you know, other murders.
Okay, so then he was old enough. Okay. Yes,
yeah. So he
was
sentenced in 68. Then he was put on parole in the 1990s and sentenced to life in prison in 2011.
Oh.
So it's weird. I don't really understand the timeline there. We're going to talk about this case at some point because I'm just super interested in it. And it's got some ties to Kentucky, so we're going to talk about it. They say it's unlikely that George was responsible for the death of Betty Gale Brown, but with such little evidence police had for the case, it was important that they kept all of their options open. Police even contacted Lawson in 2011, asking if he thought it was a possibility that George murdered Betty Gale. And Lawson didn't believe that he was the one, just there was too many things that were different about the cases. Since his work on this case, Lawson has been a professor at University of Kentucky School of Law for 50 years.
Wow.
He says that throughout the years, the case of Betty Gale Brown has always stuck with him. and he often uses this trial in some of his teachings at the law school. After all these years, Lawson has decided to write a book all about the case of Betty Gail Brown, which came out, I think, last year. I'm not exactly sure when it came out, but it's called Who Killed Betty Gail Brown?
I'll look it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lawson collected multiple police reports, court records, newspaper clippings, and his own personal notes to contribute to this Kentucky cold case. In the book, there are two parts, one providing all the information about the murder, and the second that focused on the trial and all that followed. So even with all of, you know, Lawson's extensive research and his firsthand experience with the murder, he is still unsure of whether or not Arnold was the killer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see when this sucker came out.
It came out on November 12th of some time.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But I don't know. I didn't put November a year in here. November 12th of some time. November 12th of some time. We're going to do the Google.
I'm looking at the Google.
Oh, you're looking at the Google?
I'm looking at Amazon, where it's listed here. Oops. Now I got to go back into...
Let's find it. 2017.
Okay, well, there we are.
Got it.
I'd like to read it.
Me too. So yeah, pretty recent book. All about this case. From the 60s.
Wonder if they have it at the library.
They probably do.
The library.
The public library.
I will go to the public library.
Support your public libraries.
You know that the people at the library are like, my God, that woman checks out a lot of books about murder.
Probably.
They flagged me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure my car just flagged.
You're on a list. Like,
oh, I'm certain of it.
You're checking out children's books and murder books.
And like cult books, because I'm also interested in like cults.
Yeah. Oh, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
We have problems.
My mom won't read any, like, she doesn't really read fiction at all. She only reads true crime.
Same. I do not like fiction.
See, I'll read fiction all day long.
No, it has to be real. It has to have happened. Now, if it's a ghost story, I don't want to read it.
So my mom has all of these true crime books that she just collects and reads some of them. She reads some of them. So we're both kind of guilty of this. I like to own a lot of books. I probably have close to 100 books that I own that I have never read.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I've read my books up there, including the DSM.
Oh, yeah, that one's a good one.
It's a great one.
It's a good one.
It's the Bible
of
what I do.
Yep. No, I love books. I have a lot of them in my home.
We do, too. A lot of them are more appropriate for my child, though.
Yeah,
I have one that's about the potty, and if you flush the toilet on it, it goes, it's really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. One of his favorites. I mean, he's been potty trained for a while, but he loves that book, and dagnabbit, so do I.
Let's say I may have to borrow that one.
It's a great one.
Yeah, awesome. I like that.
It's fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is the story of Betty Gail Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to read more about her.
I'm glad that I got to learn about it all over again.
Me. Jeez. Me too, Haley.
And I for real am going to find this article because most of my information came from one article and it was really well done.
Yes.
And I'm going to find it and
have that for you.
Have it for you in the notes.
God bless.
So.
Well, why don't you send Haley an email and tell her how just angry you are, dagnabbit.
Yeah.
Or just say hey.
Just say hey.
We love you.
That'd be great.
You're working hard, girlfriend.
You can send us an email at mountainmysteries.appalachian@gmail.com. Find us on our Facebook page, Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. Find us on Facebook. Did I say that?
Facebook.
Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. May have already said it. We'll say it again. I don't know. Instagram, mountainmysteries.appalachia. And find us on our Patreon at patreon.com/mountainmysteries.
And don't forget about Facebook.
Facebook?
That was great.
I felt like I'd already said it, and then I was like, am I having a deja vu moment? Like, what's going on?
Facebook.
So that's it. That's all I got. Where are we going this week, Ollie?
Well, my God. All right. I tell you what. Los Angeles, California. Ding, 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 ding. Hey. You are the winner. Man, oh, man. We get a lot of LA listeners.
Hello.
Facebook.
Check us out on Facebook.
A book. We would love it. Take a look at our Facebook.
God. Well, y'all have a lovely evening.
Happy Halloween, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Be safe. Make good choices.
Yeah. COVID's still running rampant out there.
Running rampant. Don't drink and drive.
Don't sacrifice
anything.
Be good. Just have a really happy, safe Halloween. Try some of your kids' candy just to make sure it's safe, you know. Yeah. I try all the really, like, the good candy. I like to sample for my son just to make sure. So, yeah. All right, y'all.
Always have to do that.
Happy Halloween. We'll see you in November.
Bye.
Bye.